Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show. The intention of this show is to inspire and empower you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And if you don't have a copy of my book, you can get the first six chapters as a free download on my website. Just go to www.karencan.com, put in your name and email address, and not only will I send you the link to download the free copy of the excerpt, you will also get access to 5 of my Fast Track Your Healing webinar classes online, absolutely free, and you can access them at any time, watch them at any time. They're hour-long classes, and we talk about emotional healing and holistic healing and law of attraction, and probably the most favorite class for everyone is self-muscle testing, which I use every single day of my life since I learned it. So join me on my website and also Facebook. And today is the first Monday of the month, so it's Ask the Doctors on LifeWave Radio today, and we always do this the first Monday of each month. And today with me, we're going to be talking about advanced LifeWave patching protocols to support nervous system or brain health. And sometimes we get really upset when we see people with illnesses and, you know, brain issues, autoimmune issues, you know, seizure issues, and they have all these horrible symptoms, and we wish we could support them in a way, but we don't always have the tools, and there's a lot of drugs out there for these conditions, but a lot of times they don't work all that well. But, you know, it's never too early or too late to support your nervous system. And today I've invited a special guest, Quyla Ryder, who actually is Dr. Quyla Ryder is an RN, and she's also an acupuncturist, and she's the founder of the Alliance of Complementary Therapeutics. Woohoo! And we met each other through the LifeWave company, where we're both big fans of the patches. And her website is patchdr.com, and you can check out this really cool video she has in there that she would like to share with us. And today she is going to share with us some of her special, now mind you, these are more advanced protocols than what's normally found in the brochures or the corporate website. So if you're new to LifeWave, don't be overwhelmed. This is like advanced stuff, but it's not hard either, which is really cool. So she's going to share with us some of her newest protocols and how we can help support the brain, how we can help support the nervous system, and maybe even help support some of these awful symptoms that people can have when they have nervous system problems. And you're more than welcome to call in. The number to call in to ask a question, we'll be opening up the lines later in the show. The number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, it's 818-514-1190, and just hit 1, and we'll know that you have a question for Dr. Quyla. And if you do have a question, please, please refrain from any disease names, because we will not be able to talk about disease names like, you know, Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So just talk about the symptoms that pertain to an issue, and then, you know, we can go from there. And I know some people had some questions that are not necessarily related to nervous system. We're more than happy to answer that as well later in the show. So thank you, Dr. Quyla, for joining us today. I'm so excited you're here.
Oh, me too, Karen. This is such a privilege. I'm really excited.
Yahoo! Now, tell us a little bit about how you discovered some of these protocols and give us some background on it.
Okay. Well, it started many years ago when I was just in LifeWave for the first few months. Somebody in Phoenix called me knowing that I was in LifeWave and that she wanted me to come down and do a presentation for her. She sounded fine over the phone, so I had no idea what it was about. But when I met her at the door, she appeared totally normal, And yet, as we proceeded with the presentation in front of a group of her friends and neighbors and relatives, her family tells the story that 3 months previous, she had not been able to walk without a walker. She couldn't talk right. She couldn't do her checkbook, and she was a businesswoman, so she couldn't even do her business. And when she went to the doctor, they basically told her, go get a bed in a rest home. And
wow.
Because that's where she was headed. They had nothing to offer her. I was floored, and come to find out what she had done, this is way back when all we had was the energy patches and a glutathione patch. So that was like within the first year that LifeWave was out to the public. She had taken the LifeWave patches, energy, white right, 10 left, and put them on her temples and put a glutathione right between her eyebrows. And she had immediately started to get better. And this is 3 months later, and I couldn't tell there was anything ever wrong with her. So I went to the doctor with her the next day, her neurologist, and he was also floored. We took him a whole bunch of information, because after he went through all the neurological testing and everything, he said, well, whatever you're doing. And she said, well, I'm doing these. And she pulled back her bangs and showed him the patches. And he said, well, what medication is in there? And she proceeded to tell him there was nothing and tried to explain. But he was like busy and had to go on to the next patient. So that kind of started me in realizing that we could affect terrifically imbalanced brain situations. So I've played around with them ever since. When I went to the Philippines for LifeWave to give a presentation in front of a medical school, my host took me to a private doctor's home. And he had had a stroke 7 years before. So he could not talk straight. He had right-sided both arm and leg paralysis, could not walk without help. And within just a few minutes, we had just patched just the energy patches on the temple. And again, all I had was a glutathione. We had no other patches. And I asked him to please stand up, and his family yelled, oh, no, he can't stand up. We have to pick him up. I said, well, let's let him try. And he, with three efforts, stood up, took my hands, and we walked across a 50-foot magnificent living room where they lived and never touched him. He drug his foot a little bit, but he was 95% better. So
wow.
That, again, started me on this quest for people that had nervous system imbalances, if you will, to see if I couldn't affect it with patching the head. So over the years, what I've advanced to is learning a little bit more about brain stuff, because I've never worked in a brain unit in my nursing career other than ICU, where there was severe brain damage and so on. But I went up to Google Images, good old Google, you know, and I typed in brain areas, and there are hundreds of pictures up there. I think I sent you some that I have found to be my best pictures to use. And all I've done is over Skype, over the phone, sent people these pictures on the internet to use as a guideline, and I have helped people all over the world now with various jerking motions and post-injury, such as the one that's up on my website that you spoke about. That was a little boy that got kicked in the head by a horse, had brain surgery, and 5 weeks later, after being in the hospital for 5 weeks, he had his mother had patches, and we patched him up over the phone. They're back in Virginia, and we got like 95% bettering immediately. And in fact, on the video, you will hear Kathy Arnault, another one of our trainers from LifeWave. She's the one that got him the patches because she lives in Virginia. You can hear us screaming over the phone after we heard him and watched him move so much more, quote, normally than he had been able to since his surgery, where they took out part of his brain in that surgery. And yet he has now finished school. He's graduated. This is, it'll be 4 years this March, I believe, 3 or 4 years at least, since we did that. So I've had some really heartwarming, rewarding experiences with my brain patching.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, what about, I know you're going to go into some of these protocols, but have you ever patched a young person who might have been, who maybe has neurologic damage from mercury poisoning or, you know, maybe vaccines or maybe were born with brain injury issues?
Yes, I have. Over the phone again, and it was a young man who had been given some sort of medical diagnosis, and he was very inappropriate in his speech is the part I could hear. We did not have any video to see him. But he was 21 years old, living at home. He was somewhat functional, but not enough to go out on his own. So he was going to be with his parents the rest of his life. And when I heard him, he talked like this. No, Mom. No, I don't like that. I used my
throat. Well, you did a good job there.
Need to patch my throat after that one.
Yeah, really?
But anyway, we had Mom put the patches on certain parts of the brain that control speech, because every single part of our body is controlled by the brain in a certain area. And if you put the patches there, we usually use either energy or ice wave. But then we also add the three anti-aging ones, the glutathione, the carnosine, and the Eon, because they help the body to get rid of things like you spoke about, mercury, aluminum, or medications that have clogged up the brain. And so within minutes, we had him talking, saying, "No, Mom, I like it better over there." Because he was telling us he wanted those patches. And he was clear as... Yeah.
That is
so I've had some experiences like that. Nobody physically in my community yet. But I have had an experience with a man who had a very severe pain syndrome from trauma. And he had been working in a store and a refrigerator. He was loading a refrigerator and it fell off the loader and hit his arm. And you would think crushing arm injury, right? Mm-hmm. No. All it did was dislodge and break a little tendon in one of his fingers. It was only wrapped. It wasn't even casted. It healed perfectly normal, but his arm turned into a painful appendage where even when I sat on the sofa next to him and his arm was on the other side of the body, he screamed in pain. So he had, when I met him, been 3 years totally incapacitated, unable to work, unable to live life, has four kids living on welfare and help from family and friends and church, and unable to cope with this pain. He had been, of course, every doctor down into Phoenix, up where I live, also a pain specialist. They had done everything they knew to do, and he was not getting any better. So I put the pain patches, because I'm dealing with pain, right, the ice wave, I just dropped a couple on his arm because I knew I couldn't touch his arm or it would elicit a horrible pain response. And even with the touching of those patches on his arm from an inch or so above, I just dropped it gently. He screamed in pain. Now, this is a 40-plus-year-old man. We'll call him Bob for now.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not given me permission to come out with his name.
Mm-hmm.
But he did not react well. So he was red, he was screaming in pain, he was sweaty, his blood pressure must have been over 200, and he was writhing in pain. So I quickly pulled him off, and I realized in watching him take minutes to calm down, this is not a local reaction. This is a brain reaction because his whole body was affected. So I said, well, you know, Bob, I think this is a brain thing. This is about 15 minutes later when he had calmed down enough.
Oh,
and I think I need to maybe patch your brain. But I had no clue where to go. This is, like I said, well, it's almost 2 years ago now. And so I went to the back of his head where I knew that there are fibers that come into the brain from the rest of the body that control pain. So I kind of aimed from that, but I wasn't sure. And I got a little bit of the 10 pain level down to an 8. So I thought, okay, I'm on the right track. So I went home and I did some research and I went to some people in LifeWave, maybe some of them you know. Roger, he's been on many of our calls when we were trainers, and Seal and Lenny from Louisiana. Do you remember them?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, Seal was bedridden for many years with this same syndrome, and she had helped herself to be able to live a normal life with the patches. So I needed more info, and they gave it to me, and I went up to the internet again and learned as much as I could about this syndrome. Came back over to Bob's house, patched his brain in the area of where the syndrome is centered, which happened to be hypothalamus.
Wow.
Okay, and so when they said this, I called Dr. Steve Haltewanger, who's the science director of LifeWave, and I said, Dr. Steve, here's the situation. I'm hearing this syndrome is based in the hypothalamus. And he said, yes. I said, SB6 patch? He said, yes, exactly. So I went back down to Bob's house. I patched his brain in the motor area because he could not move without pain and put an SP6 patch on his forehead between his eyebrows and got his 10 pain down to a 2 in 30 seconds.
Wow. Now, wait a second. You put the SP6 complete patch on his third eye, but that's not the motor area, is it?
No, I put the ice wave on the motor area.
Oh, I see. One on each side?
No, I bracketed it because his right arm was the affected arm, so I patched him on his left because the left side of the brain affects the right side. So
gotcha.
I just put them a couple inches apart, maybe 2 inches apart, because I'm just guessing. Like I said, I'm no big brain expert. I wasn't sure how wide the motor area was. But I guessed correctly.
Mm.
And I also, when you show those particular pictures, you can see that I have one favorite picture that is a what they call a sagittal view of the brain, where somebody has cut a piece out of the brain and put the places of the arm, leg, head, and so on that. You see which picture I'm looking at or that you're
right,
looking at?
Right. I think we posted that on our Facebook page. Thank you very much
good.
For that link and our blog. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's sort of like cut.
Yeah, it's cut. It's a piece of the brain cut. I'm sure they've mapped all this from MRIs and CAT scans over the years, and they know exactly where the arm is on what part of the brain. So I went up into that area, kind of the upper top area of the brain.
Okay.
And then had the white near the front of the brain and the tan towards the back, just a couple inches apart. And bang, down to a 2. He could move his hand for the first time in years. And he got up and gave his wife a big two-armed hug for the first time in years.
Aww.
It was, I mean, all of us were crying. It was so heartwarming. So he is, he is driving now. He's off the 6 medications they had him on because he also had been to a psychiatrist because they thought he was crazy because nobody can have that kind of reaction when you touch with your finger lightly on an arm and he screams and writhes in pain, you know. So they thought it was a psychiatric illness. So, of course, he was on nerve medications, all kinds of medications, mm-hmm. and he's off all of them now. He is able to function. He is dealing with some post-traumatic syndrome, depression, and so on that we're working on. But we also use the SB6 patch to help him quit smoking and to get off soda pop. Which is
no way.
Yeah, using the addiction on the arm.
Oh, that's great. Oh, by the way, I'm looking at that picture that Dr. Quayle had given me, and it's posted on some of our blog pages, but not all the others. So we will repost these on patchtrainingteam.com and KarenCan.com for you. I'm not sure if Quayle, you have the original link to where, so we can. We can give the link back to wherever it is you got the image.
Yes, it's called Google Images. There's a search bar at the top. Put brain areas. And it's on the first page. Both of them are on the first page.
Okay.
The reason that I chose that colored picture that does not show that sagittal view, we call it, that side view.
Oh, actually, that's a coronal view, not sagittal, I think.
Is it? Okay.
The way it's cut.
No,
yeah.
You know more about that than I do.
So it shows the right and left parts of the brain. Sagittal just will show it's the brain cut in half between the eyes, whereas this is cut in half the other way.
Right. So then the man's face, I chose that one. Because it shows where his eyebrow, eye, mouth, and nose are, so that I could deal with people over the phone that I had no connection with and tell them, well, go straight back from his eye and put the white patch about an inch or so above the ear, you know, and I directed people over the phone or Skype to patch various situations over the years.
Gotcha.
And people can choose their own pictures. There's other pictures up there. Those two are just my favorite.
Okay. And you said it depends on where you patch depends on what part of the brain is in charge of that area. So in this case, you know, if the person had a right-handed issue, then you would patch the left side of the brain because the left side of the brain controls that part of the right arm.
Correct. Or leg, or whatever it is you're dealing with. And I just use the symptoms. I often, you know, when I'm first talking to them, they want to give me their whole medical history. I don't need that. I don't want to know it. All I want to know right now, if I'm talking to Mary, is, Mary, what is it, what symptom keeps you from being able to live a normal life? And I have them describe their symptoms. And I then look at the picture, and I say, okay, well, that must be a movement thing, so that's the motor area. If it's that they have a memory thing, and they can't remember what they had for breakfast yesterday, then I go to the front part of the brain, the frontal lobe, or right behind it, actually, into the memory area and so on. So that's all I do. It's that simple. And I've taught a lot of people how to do this that have absolutely no medical background. They don't need it.
That is really cool. Now, what about, you mentioned that sometimes you use all three of the YH patches, the carnosine, the glutathione, the Eon, and you just described for this guy with that horrible arm pain, use SP6 because that particular patch communicates with the hypothalamus. But how do people know which one of the other ones to use in addition to the ice wave or the energy?
I always use all three of the anti-aging ones. The glutathione detoxes in a terrific way. If they have any heavy metal contamination, like I dealt with a man that was a mechanic down in New Orleans, and he had a syndrome where he was losing function of every part of his body and very quickly to the point where he couldn't even swallow good anymore, and they were considering a feeding tube. And so I, of course, used the glutathione patch on him because his occupation being in a mechanic, he owned his own mechanic store or shop, I guess you call them. And he had been, of course, exposed to all these chemicals all his working life. In fact, his dad was a mechanic, so he was exposed as a young man. And so I used glutathione, and he had been going to a naturopath and getting glutathione IV treatments for quite a while. But he was regressing very quickly because they were not doing anything to move the energy in the brain and open up where the blockages were. So we kept him from being able to get a feeding tube. We got his swallowing back and so on. Now, sadly, he was very depressed and he did commit suicide. Because he didn't think that he could get totally better. I did, but I only worked with him for a couple of months. But it was just too much for him to deal with this illness for so many years. He'd been dealing with it for quite a few years and getting more and more incapacitated.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
so
what
sad.
So you used glutathione for sure, but where do people know where to put the glutathione?
Well, I actually don't think it matters, Karen, because as you well know from all the research that LifeWave's done, the glutathione patch, as the same with the carnosine and the Eon, they all give you total body effects no matter where you put it. I do advise them to put it on the head someplace, but where, it doesn't really seem to matter because the body picks up the signal. You know, there's nothing going in the body. So it picks up the signal from the patch if it needs it and uses it appropriately. And so
how do you
even
stick them on people's head then? Because that's a lot of patches potentially to stick on the head.
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked because, of course, women with their longer hair, they are concerned about that. And, of course, men don't want to look silly. So we put it inside hats. We put it on headbands. We also use those little spring clips. Do you know which one I'm speaking of?
I think so.
Yeah, they are all one little piece, but if you push on it, it clicks and clamps down the hair.
Okay.
You know which ones I mean?
Yes. My hair is too thick for those, but yeah.
I'm not looking at your live video, should I be? And could
no,
you
no, no,
see?
No video.
Okay, all right. Okay. Because I could show you the clip, you know. And I also make sure they have lots of magnesium on board. So I carry around a little bottle of spray magnesium with me. And I before I patch anyone, I make sure they have it on hand, because I have found almost anyone with a severe imbalance like this is low on magnesium. And sometimes then you won't see the patches work as well if you don't load them up on magnesium before you even start, or if in the middle of it, sometimes I forget to tell them that, then suddenly the patches aren't working. We put magnesium, just spray it on their arms or their chest or leg, whatever's available, on their skin, and bang, then the patches work.
Okay, great.
So where they put the YH patches really doesn't matter. They can use the pictures in the brochures that come with them, especially the ones on the head, like behind the ear, you know.
Mm-hmm. And does that, it matter which side they put it on then?
Well, yes, they are right-sided patches. The only left-sided patches we have is the SP6 patch, the one that we used for the hypothalamus. So
right.
We try
either
to
center line or right side for the YH or left side for the SP6 complete.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Great. I know this, but I'm repeating this so other people who are new to LifeWave might want to make sure they're
understanding. Yes.
So just to review so far, what we have is you've looked at these brain pictures and you've been patching either IceWave or Energy Enhancer patches. There's one white and one tan, and you kind of bracket the area that controls that particular symptom of the body, and then you add the three YH patches all at the same time, but either on the head, on the center line, or on the right or left side, depending on whether it's a right-sided patch or a left-sided patch in the case of SP6 complete. Or you could use the YH patches on the body instead of the head if desired.
Correct. Now, here's another thing, though. I do start one at a time because I want to see what the effects are. So I will start with glutathione usually,
mm-hmm.
and I will then reassess their symptoms. And the symptoms always get better with the glutathione patch. So say, for instance, we have movement, but not perfect movement yet. Then when I put the glutathione patch someplace, maybe on, according to the picture of the brain, maybe on that area in a little different place or something, because it's all, you know, it's all intuition kind of and guesswork. And the neat thing about the patches, you can move them. Don't take the back off. Just hold it on the area. You will get effects just by holding it. You'll know whether or not a good area or not. Then fine, clip it on or take part of the paper off so that you have some sticky that you can stick it on, or put it in the hat in the same area, you know, so when the hat is on the head, guys especially like that solution. And then I'll do carnitine, and then I'll do Eon. Same way, and just kind of, you'll see on that young man on the video on my website, you will see the positioning of them. And we even sometimes use muscle testing, as you do, to find out where is the best place for the Eon patch or the glute patch to be on this particular person. But very often I'm dealing with people that don't know how to muscle test. So I'm often over here where I am in Arizona muscle testing for somebody in Virginia or Florida or whatever.
Right. And do you normally start with the glutathione first, like you said, then the carnosine, then the Eon?
Yes, simply because the Eon decreases inflammation hugely, and it often masks some of the effects. You will get such phenomenal effects with the Eon that you won't know when you put the glutathione on whether or not it's actually being helpful or not. I know it is.
Oh, I see.
Okay, the symptoms then.
Gotcha.
There. But
almost that makes sense.
Yeah. Everybody that I deal with, I ask them a little bit of their history. very often they have been beauticians exposed to very many chemicals, housekeepers, chemicals again, auto mechanics, or someone else in the petroleum-based chemical industries, farmers, for instance, with their pesticides. They were little kids on a farm, and yes, the dust cropper would come over every now and then, and they'd have to run for cover. Well, they were exposed to pesticides, you know? And then they wonder why at age 30 they have brain problems. So
wow.
I asked kind of history, and that's kind of what led me to use glutathione first. And vaccination.
Oh, yeah.
The thing. I always ask them, have you been routinely given vaccinations as either a kid or an adult, like a flu shot?
Well, I have somebody here with, this is actually in my office, who was really worried because she's just kind of unsteady and falling all over the place. And there's nothing really organic wrong that we can figure out, with the exception that her vestibular system, so that's that balance center in the brain, says
yes.
that it's unhappy. So it was 11% happy the other day when I tested it. So where would we patch for that system, like that kind of balance center
yeah,
system?
Yeah, I have a lot of that with older folks especially.
I
have a dear man locally here that he's taught me how to do wood cutting, and he's an ex-logger, and he's 85 years old, and he started to get what I call an old man hop, where they stand up and they go hop, hop, hop to get their balance.
Oh.
And I looked up, and it's in the back of the brain in the cerebellum area. And you'll see on that functional areas of the brain picture, that pink area right behind the ear, it goes all the way across the back to the other side of the head, of course. So I've patched him there and had fantastic results.
Huh, okay, because I was thinking, well, that's not really close to where I think physically the vestibular system is located, but the cerebellum does have to do with balance, so it seems to work.
Well, where do you know, because you're an MD, I'm not, where do you know that there is balance issue in the brain that's controlled?
Well, inner ear. So, I mean, I haven't tried patching this person, but, you know, I'm thinking, what do I do, put them over her ears? I guess I could try
that. Well, and
I think
you could go right behind in the temporal lobe there, right behind the ear, or even in the lower area of the temporal lobe where hearing is, you could maybe go behind there and try it. It's trial and error, Karen.
Yeah, I
and
guess it's worth it.
Person's different.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And,
cool.
And you can't go wrong because, you know, there's no side effects. It either works or you move it to another area. Trial and error.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's
cool.
What
now,
makes it so easy for people to take the patches home and get a supply of them and be able to do it on their own. It's very simple.
Now, if I got a little kid who's very sensitive to the stuff, like he'll put headphones on and listen to music, but I'm not really sure he's going to be okay with patches on his head.
Well, I've run into that too. Yeah.
Okay.
They won't let a Band-Aid be on or stuff like that.
Right.
Right. So, again, hats. We've used hats in those cases, if they will wear one. Otherwise, we have the parents do it when they're sleeping. And you could also put it in the pillow, underneath the pillowcase, and the kid doesn't even know it's there. In the case of little girls, we can often entice them with pretty little headbands or clippies for their hair. Sometimes that will work with a little girl. But, yeah, I've run into that with young kids who are very touch sensitive.
Right. Well, you know, this one kid, and I don't see him very often. It's a friend's child, but this kid is willing to wear these headphones, so I'm thinking, why not, you know,
there you
put
go.
On headphones?
Yeah, I would do that.
Close
yeah.
enough, you know, to the
yes, end, exactly.
Just to try.
And you could do the Y age on the body on clothing.
Right, yeah, yep.
And he doesn't even know they're there. You can put them on the inside of a pocket even, and they'll still work.
Nice. Now, we've got a bunch of people on the line here. Some of them have their hands raised, but if you're listening online and you want to ask Dr. Kuala a question, you can call in 818-514-1190, again, 818-514-1190, and hit 1 so we know you have a question to ask. I know there's some people who've been very patient waiting here, so thank you for that.
Hey.
And for those that just joined us, we're talking to Dr. Kuala Ryder about LifeWave patching for brain and nervous system issues and how to support healing the nervous system's natural process of self-healing, and also, you know, some of these symptoms that the LifeWave patches can really help, such as, you know, jerking symptoms, symptoms with, you know, speech, symptoms mm-hmm. with balance, symptoms with, you know, walking and you know, movement. So very interesting stuff. Okay, now I got other hands up here. So this other person's waited a while, so I don't have a number for you. It says restricted, so I'm just going to unmute you, and hopefully you'll know it's you.
Yeah.
All righty. Okay,
can you hear me?
Yay.
Oh, it's Dr. Dennis. I've got a busy signal before the show, and then listening with fascination to what Dr. Kuala is saying.
I'm sorry, I didn't recognize that number, so I didn't unmute you earlier. Shoot.
No problem.
Hi, Dennis. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you, too. It's awesome. Fascinating you're sharing what you did with us.
Oh, I'm so pleased, because you can spread it around.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I've got Thomas Burke here from, which both of you know Thomas from Florida. So
oh, yeah.
Let me unmute him as well.
Hi, Thomas.
Hi, Thomas.
Hi, Dr. Dennis. Hi, Dr. Kuala. Dr. Karen, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yes.
And Dr. Dennis is here, too.
Yep. Okay. Hi to you all. Dr. Kuala, I have a couple of questions. One being dealing with issues of swallowing and speech due to a trauma to the brain.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is this the protocol that you've been speaking about all along, the same protocol that you would use for something like that? I would assume that the with the speech, it would be in the Broca area.
Correct. Right behind the eyebrow. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. And then just using the, would you use the SP6 again on the third eye, and using the YH patches as well?
Well, if you go look at what the hypothalamus controls, it
right.
controls almost everything. So you can't go wrong by using the SP6, and you will know if you add the patches one at a time, you will see the difference immediately within seconds of the symptoms when you get them in the right spot.
Okay. All right. And with this also, just an example, traumatic brain injury due to, I'm talking about specifically with veterans that have had traumatic brain injury due to IED explosions and things like that?
Yes, and we are using them for that very reason on people, yes.
Okay, all right, very, very good. Okay, I'll send you, I don't want to take up everybody's time. Thank you so much.
Questions, though, yeah.
I'll email you personally. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Thomas. Well, and you know what's very exciting is that I was actually requested to be on the Traumatic Brain Injury Radio Show, and they have a Veterans Day special, and I thought, well, why not have, you know, Thomas Burke and maybe Donnie Collins, you know, on the show to help veterans, because we still have that program for veterans that is a corporate program from LifeWave where they can qualify to get free patches, the IceWave, Silent Nights, and the Eon at least, you know, and if they have traumatic brain injury, they could use some of these, you know, techniques and protocols to help themselves. So Thomas is actually going to be on that traumatic brain injury show on November 11th, and I'm going to be on the show talking about nutrition and other things, and I'll talk about brain balancing as well the following week on the 18th in November. So it's kind of exciting to hopefully be able to help a lot more people.
Yes, oh, definitely.
Thomas is awesome with his friends. He's been working with veterans for years and getting them involved with LifeWave.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I wish there were more people actually, you know, taking advantage of the program. So we want to get it out there so people with you know, these sorts of injuries can be helped.
As a distributor in LifeWave can contact Thomas and his helpers down there in Florida, and they can themselves in their own area start to approach veterans and helping them with these three patches that they get free every single month: the sleep patch, the pain patch, and the Eon patch. Free,
yes,
a package
and
each month of all of those.
And it's the Military Order of the Purple Heart that administers just through Florida. And if you go to patchtrainingteam.com, just search that on the blogs. If you do just do a search, you'll actually see the information about this program on the blog. We have a bunch of other people on the line, but they're not raising their hands. However, I do have a question from Facebook that came through, not related necessarily, but I have a related question, so I'd love to have both your, you know, expertise on it. So this lady says that this person, she's tried to patch every which way using all the different, you know, patch for pain in the brochure, all the protocols in the brochure, and this person has a very, very stiff, tight, painful neck that doesn't move. And she's like, I don't know, you know, what I'm doing wrong. I'm not getting any improvement. So, and I have somebody similar with a upper neck issue for many, many years, disabled for many years. And he was one that, you know, we hydrated him, we gave him, you know, magnesium. Now I found some really weird woo-woo stuff on him, and he is getting better. But you know, it would have been nice to go, wow, maybe we could patch his brain rather than his neck, you know?
Yes.
And I don't know whether this will help this other gal.
Well, the first thing I would do is I would go to the back of the area. I had a severe tooth infection that just hit me all of a sudden, and that pain is just that sharp, painful nerve pain. And it was incapacitating. I couldn't even think straight. And here I am, you know, so-called expert on patching, and I could not get that pain down. So I went, because I was realizing my blood pressure must have been sky high, my breathing was off, my heart was beating just horribly fast. That's brainstem stuff. That's basic brain, you know, effect. So I went back of my ear to where that little green area in the picture is, and I put the white on the right, tan on the left, and just held my pain patches back there, and I got relief.
Ah, so even though you were trying it over the tooth itself, that wasn't
exactly
working,
on the
but
jaw.
Then you put it over those brain areas. Ah,
it didn't work on the face, because I think well, first of all, I was so incapacitated with pain. I couldn't even think straight. I didn't know where to do. Now I do, because there's a facial nerve you can do. But I went to the brainstem because that's such a basic, horrible sensation. And I could recognize it. If I had been able to take my vital signs, they would have been way off. You know, I knew I was in dire stress. So I went to the brainstem and I got relief. Then I went and looked up on Google Images and I looked up brain pain pathways. And there are fibers that come in from the spinal cord and go into that area of the brain stem. And so I move the patches down a little bit further off the brain stem into the upper spinal cord, and I still got good relief. So, again, it's Google Images, folks. None of us are big brain experts, you know. I've never done a autopsy and had anybody show me the various areas. You know, or I don't know how to read an MRI or anything like that. I'm just looking at pictures off of Google Images.
Well, you know, that gives me a great idea. Mind you, this is a cost, but as an MD, you know, it's one of those things that it's worth having in the office. But I think you can get one of those, like, plastic skulls with the plastic brain parts in it. And
oh,
you can put
sure.
it together
you
like a puzzle.
Could.
Yeah, that might be really a great way to do some teaching around that. I'll have to check to see if something like that's available for uh-huh. sale. Do you know about that, Dennis, whether they sell that?
Yeah, I've watched those in our clinic. It's a rubber brain, and I show people mm-hmm. how to patch on the brain. And, you know, when you split it apart down the mid-sagittal line, that's a splitting headache.
Good one. Yes, that is.
Why don't you miss Dr. Dennis's jokes?
Oh, I do. I miss all of you guys. Just
yes.
for the audience info, we were all trainers together for years in LifeWave. So, yeah, I miss our confabs.
Oh, yeah, that was so fun.
Yeah.
Especially well, we still have
Steve's joke. I miss
what
Dr. Steve's joke. I miss
oh,
Dr.
My God,
yeah.
yeah, his off-color jokes. That does
yeah.
not
yeah.
fit for public viewing. So if you're just joining us, which you're kind of late on, but if you do want to ask a question, the number to call is 818-514-1190, and just hit 1. If you have a question, again, it's 818-514-1190. And Dr. Quayle, maybe you can just share with everybody where that wonderful video is again and what you know your website is.
Yeah, it's Patch Doctor, Patch, PATCHDR.com, and on the video area. I think it's one of the very first ones you bring up, and it's a young man, Tristan, who had some brain injury from getting kicked in the head by a horse, removed part of his brain during his reparative surgery, and 5 weeks later, after saying a very simple phrase, let's see if I know it. The sly brown fox jumped over the lazy dog, something like that.
Yeah.
he could not say it. He still could not say it. And that's what we used as a symptom. And his mother says it first on the video, and then she has him try to repeat it, and he can't. So then we patched him up. And then she said, okay, read it. Here it is written. He could not do it before, and he could. 15 minutes after we turned that video on, we turned back on, and you will see immediately then after patching, he could say it almost 95% correctly. And his head bobbing stopped also. He had a severe head bob, like he was trying to push the words out with his head bobbing.
I wonder if you patch one of those bobble things that you have on the dashboard of the car, if it would stop the bobbing.
You could try that, Dennis. Let us know. And take a video before and after.
Right.
Oh, you guys. Oh, man. Oh, that's great. By the way, I'm actually, I
what?
See that on eBay. They have a bunch of these rubber brains available, so I'll have to check it out.
Oh,
this is so
good.
So cool. Some people are 3D, you know, they need that 3D
yep.
visual input, so that might be really helpful.
Tactical helps. And that's why I did the pictures, because the visual, even though I was explaining
right.
to people, I have these on my computer, obviously, that I can send people real quickly if they're getting ready to do a consult with me. Then I send them these pictures so that we can talk about the same thing. Oh, and another thing, just know that people can contact me through my website, too. For questions. I'd be glad to answer questions for people.
Oh, that's great. And do you have, so just so people know, when you do consults, give us an idea of the fee structure, like, you know, how much for how many minutes, if they do distance consults with you?
Yes, I charge by the hour. I usually go over, and there usually isn't an additional charge, you know me. I'm $65, and I usually do the payment through PayPal, so it makes it easy for them.
Okay, yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah, Skype is awesome. I find a lot of people do Skype, and if they have the latest Skype version, you can actually show your desktop as well. So if for whatever reason they can't see the picture on their end or don't know what you're talking about, you can actually show them, you know, where the picture is on there. And the other one I use is Uber Conference. So they can call in or they can click the link. If they have a mic and headphones, they can just click the link. And then you can talk to them through Uber Conference, and then you can show your screen again. And then the Skype is great, though, because you can see the visual. You know, Google Hangout, you can see them as well through the visual. So that's really cool. Well, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, our time's just about up. Dr. Dennis, do you have any last words or things to add in before we say bye for today?
I'm glad you didn't say words of wisdom.
I usually say that, don't I?
Yeah, I think probably the most helpful thing to do would be to invite everybody to our free community clinic online, which is every Wednesday at 7:30 Pacific time. So just Skype Bear Medicine or call in my number if you just have a phone and not Skype. And if you contact me on Facebook and message me, then I'll give you the number.
Sounds good. That's great.
Tell Heidi hello for me.
Oh, you
got
it.
Me too.
She and I have been doing this AccuWave Health Education Clinic, a free community clinic, for over 6 years now. And we've been online for a few years, too. So we got a lot of people calling in from all over the world. Sometimes two or three people, sometimes over 13 people. Depends.
Nice.
But it's a lot of fun, and we learn a lot of stuff, and we get to teach how to use the patches, and we focus on energy medicine and strategy relative to Asian medicine.
Fantastic. Well, great. I really appreciate both of you being on the call today. Dr. Kuala, thank you for your awesome protocols. You really simplified it down so that, you know, people can experiment with this, see if it works. And like you said, they work very, very quickly. They've got enough hydration, magnesium on board, and you'll get results very quickly if you pass the right spot. And you know, if it doesn't work, you just try a different spot. Simple.
Yeah,
so thank you for simplifying this down for all of us.
Well, you know, we're dealing with people who have no knowledge of energy medicine often, much less medicine, you know, so have to keep
right.
It simple.
Exactly. And thanks, everyone, for listening in. I'm sure this is going to be one of our most popular radio shows. Some of the ones that Dr. Dennis and I do every month are one of the top listened shows that I have, actually. So I'm sure this is going to be one of the top ones as well. I see all the people that are online listening now. So thank you. Thanks to you. And please spread the word. Just, you know, send the link to this radio show. It is replayed. It is, you know, you can play it back anytime, post it on your own blog, whatever you want to do. Just, you know, click the button to share this with people on Facebook so people can get this information and more people can get help. So thanks, everyone, again, for listening in. And thank you, Dr. Dennis and Dr. Kuala.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Do you know that this October marks the beginning of our third year, and we have quite an archive people can access?
Yeah, that's right. So you can go to patchtrainingteam.com/LifeWaveRadio, and you can see all the archive shows there. If you forget this particular link, just go to patchtrainingteam.com/LifeWaveRadio, and this will be posted in the next 24 hours or so. So thanks for that reminder, Dr. Dennis. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.